Welcome to another midweek podcast. I hope and pray that you are finding these brief looks at the Bible helpful and that they are nourishing your faith in these uncertain times. Today we're going to look at just three verses from Hebrews chapter 6. As we turn to God's word, let's pray. Psalm 119 verse 140 says, "Your promises have been thoroughly tested and your servant loves them." Father, we thank you for your very great and precious promises fulfilled and to be fulfilled in Jesus. Help us to love those promises too, and help us to see how those promises shall be impacting our lives now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A reading then from Hebrews 6, verse 10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. These verses come in a section where the author is urging Christian believers not to give up. The NIV heading is "Warning Against Falling Away." I suspect that many of us are suffering from a lockdown weariness. We're tired of the restrictions upon our lives and maybe are wondering whether some of them are really necessary. Such weariness in our physical environment can have a knock-on effect on us spiritually. Have we perhaps become more lazy about prayer? We get discouraged when we can't see our prayers being answered. Have we perhaps become more lazy about keeping in touch with each other? Well, Hebrews doesn't want us to become lazy, verse 12, but instead to be deliberate in following the example of those who've gone before us, who've persevered with faith and patience. But before looking at how we are to go on, the writer begins this little section looking back and picking up on another wonderful characteristic of our God, his justice, verse 10. Sometimes we can have such a negative view of our relationship with God that we think nothing we do can ever be good enough for him. Now, of course, we're right to think that there is nothing we can do to earn a place in God's kingdom. Nothing we can do that makes us more worthy of being accepted into his family than the next person. But as those who've been received into God's family through repenting of our sin and believing in Jesus, and as those on whom God has been pleased to pour out the Holy Spirit, in his power we can do work that brings him honour and pleasure. So have another look at verse 10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Isn't that wonderfully encouraging? That every little act of care and kindness we've done for a brother or sister in Christ has been noticed by the Lord and will be remembered by him. Maybe it was something practical, taking a meal round when they had just come out of hospital, or doing some shopping, or the phone call we made when we knew they were struggling. Maybe it was praying for them regularly whilst they worked through a health problem or redundancy. Jesus' words in the parable he told in Matthew 25 come to mind. "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." God is especially pleased when we help others who are part of his family, when we do so because they are family in Christ, even though we may have no natural affinity with them. Have you been doing that during lockdown? Well, if so, great. Keep doing it and never stop. That's what Hebrews urges in verse 11. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. Perseverance in doing good will help us appreciate the security of our place in God's kingdom. The test of true faith has always been perseverance, rather than that uplifting spiritual experience of 5 or 50 years ago, however helpful and formative and encouraging that may have been at the time. The question is, are we still living out our faith now, through our current circumstances? Living out our faith in helping others to grow in Christ is both evidence of the reality of our faith and also something which grows that faith. But the main thing that will keep us going is God's promise, the inheritance that is ours in Christ. Verse 12, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. The writer of Hebrews will go on to point his readers to the experience of Abraham in receiving what was promised. But in this verse, he's perhaps aware of contemporary exemplars of faith as well. Maybe he was thinking of people like Stephen, who was stoned to death at the end of Acts 6. Maybe he was thinking of ordinary people known to his readers who'd kept going with persevering faith through all kinds of troubles. I've been reading some diary entries from my grandfather which have only recently come to light. I didn't really know my grandfather, he died when I was 6. But it has been thrilling to read of his very real love for Jesus. Writing in 1940, at the age of 60, he is struggling with heart problems and diabetes. He's deeply troubled by the war in Europe and deeply troubled by our nation's spiritual state and prayerlessness in the face of this war. He recalls times when he's been able to talk to someone about Jesus and times when he was rebuffed. He seems to be constantly at prayer, privately, or partaking in and promoting prayer meetings. He's actively supporting local Christian youth groups, whilst distressed and prayerful for German youth, whom he sees as having been blinded by Hitler. So I've found someone to imitate from a surprising source. Maybe you've read a good Christian biography recently that has given you someone not just to admire, but to imitate in persevering through faith and patience. Or maybe there's just an older Christian you know or knew, maybe even someone from our church family whose example can spur you on. Remember what it is that has kept them going, the inheritance that they and we have in Christ. And let that inheritance promise be the thing that keeps you going in trusting in Jesus, not just now, but to the very end. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are just and merciful in dealing with us. Thank you that Jesus is our justification, the one who puts us right in your sight, so that we are not condemned, but rather that we might do good works that are pleasing to you. Please help us to love your people more and more, and to serve them more and more. You know how easily we can get discouraged when our efforts seem weak and feeble, when our work doesn't seem to achieve the results we had hoped for. Help us to have pleasing you as our highest goal. And thank you, Lord, for the promise of our inheritance in Christ, of being brought into your family forever. Thank you that our future is secure. Thank you for all the examples of persevering faith in the Bible, in Christian history, and in our own experience, people who inspire us to keep going. May we not be those who just admire from afar, but are too lazy to do it ourselves. Please help us to embrace their example, and keep going until Jesus calls us home. For we ask this in his name. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those in our church family who are facing particular difficulties at this time. We pray for Mark Stevens, grieving the loss of his father. We pray for John Wall in hospital, that he might get the treatment and care that he needs to recover. And we pray for Jean in her confusion over what has happened to John. Do add your prayers for others whose needs you know about. Father, please bring your comfort and peace to those we have named. Reassure them of your love. Guard and protect their souls, and grow in them the anticipation of their inheritance in Christ. We pray again in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for listening in. If it's still Wednesday, do join us for our prayer meeting this evening. Zoom details are in the email that came with this podcast.